What's Up Fool podcast with Rodrigo Torres right here.
Yeah, man.
And me, Felipe Esparza.
What's up,
dog? So glad to be back, bro.
Hell yeah. Crazy little weekend, huh?
Hell yeah, bro. We didn't get dragged off no plane. We got even worse. The whole plane got canceled.
Hell like, yeah.
Our plane got canceled in Atlanta going to Norfolk, Virginia. And they just canceled it like, no, we're taking you to another, we're going to give you another plane. You're going to get another plane. No, it's canceled. There was no makeup, huh?
Hell no. The next day, huh? If that.
There were no flights leaving Done. Delta to Norfolk anywhere. Even if you were trying to catch a Southwest, done.
Nothing,
there was
right?
nothing, bro.
Tornado issues?
I don't know what issues.
That's what they were saying.
Huh? Like you were saying, but that's, you know, it wasn't even windy in Atlanta. So we don't know how we're going to get there. So we sat in the airport, what, 4 hours?
Fuck yeah, easy, dude.
Starving.
You got that whack-ass burrito the next day, though, huh?
It was so whack.
Oh, my God. Dude, where those beans come from, dog?
No, man. How about that
what, dog?
How about that soup you ordered in Albuquerque?
Oh, my God.
This soup, the broth of the soup tastes like they have the water in plant water, huh?
Fucking mud water, dude. That shit was fucking sick, dude.
It was bad, huh?
Dude, even the tofu looks scandalous, huh, fool? Oh, my God.
It was told no.
Ah, dude. I forgot about that, dude.
Thank you, everybody, who came to our show in Albuquerque, New Mexico. It was awesome.
What's up with that fool, dog? He gave us a lot of info, huh?
I know, man.
Had him on that podcast how one day he didn't say a peep.
A peep.
But in Albuquerque, he was singing like a bird.
Yeah, man. He used to perform in a place called where a lot of comedians used to perform. Like Robin Williams, Perry Kurtz.
Oh, shit.
You know, the old comics, the dinosaurs of comedy.
Yeah, next time you're going to see Fred.
It was called a zoo, right? He saw it?
Something like they had it was attached to Comedy Day and all that shit with all those dudes came up. Emo Phillips.
Yeah, it was called the Insane Zoo or Hospital Zoo.
Yeah, I think you're with something with the hospital title. But yeah, man.
No, I went because somebody, I saw it in a flyer. I know, but I'm dressed like a fat-ass Weird Al Yankovic, bro.
What's going on, dog? You fucking ready for summer or what?
I have an audition.
Oh, that's okay.
I'm
going to
play a Bolivian. A Bolivian who slashed Sammy Hagar, bro. Who never had a bad day in his life.
Cabo Wabo style, huh?
That's right, man. Sammy Hagar. Van Hagar.
You got that fucking...
Do you like David Lee Roth, Van Halen, or Sammy Hagar?
Dude, all right. I like David Lee Roth, obviously, but I like Sammy Hagar, too, because he's from
Can't China. Drive 55.
Yeah, dude. Cool. Whatever. Van Hagar. But I'm not really a Van Halen fan because that was a little bit before my time. You know what I mean? But whatever. I never went to a Van Halen concert.
I live my life like there's no tomorrow. All I've had, I had to steal.
Never had a Van Halen tape.
Running with the devil.
It's cool.
Eruption.
Dude, I recognize those songs, but I never owned
yes,
any
my material. Brother Angel, bro, he got on the Colombian Records Club. And that was one of the albums he bought.
The Penny Club?
Yeah, it was like he got 10 albums for a penny, and he ordered AC/DC Back in Black. And three albums of AC/DC, Back in Black, Highway to Hell, and For Those About to Rock, We Salute You.
Oh, shit.
And Ozzy Osbourne, Blizzard of Oz, and Diary of a Madman. And
down with Ozzy.
And also we had inside one of the albums, he also got to get that band from 1982.
Who?
Ding, 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 ding. One, because they left me, and two... Three for my family, and four. Forget what. Eight, but four, but nine. Nine for my lonely.
Violent Femmes?
Violent Femmes, yeah. So we have the Violent Femmes, too. So, yeah, man. Thank you to Columbia Records Club for giving all the greats. That was like downloading music illegally back then. You don't need to download it. You bought it for 2 cents, and never buy shit.
They jack you a little bit with that shit. Don't you have to buy shit throughout the whole year or something?
I don't know anybody who actually bought it legit.
Well, yeah.
Except Lisa, probably.
There was a bunch of scams and shit. You ordered it to the neighbor's house and moved
and
away.
Then they changed it to you could get 10 CDs for a quarter. Then after that, it was 20 DVD movies.
Get rid of the old shit.
You want to pay $22 for all of them, and they send them to you, and then every month you buy a movie.
Yeah, wasn't it like mail order shit, right?
Hmm? Money order? Nobody really did it.
Yeah, it's check money order. I don't know. Fucking.
My brother, like in the fifth grade, bro, he filled that shit out.
Motherfucker had the warehouse record store in his room.
Yeah, man. So we were, we got to El Paso. Man, I was tired, man. The show in Albuquerque, we didn't really have time to do much. We just walked around the casino. I didn't even gamble. You?
No, hell no, dude. I never gambled.
I went to, all I ate was a big old salad from the buffet.
Yeah, in the beginning?
Did you order anything, steaks or anything like that?
Hell no, fool. I just had, what did I have? That one, we went to that little deli, dude. I totally forgot what I had. Just the shit that we were eating backstage.
You had that breakfast burrito in the morning, probably.
No, I went to go get it, but I couldn't use the ticket there.
It was wet.
Yeah, I had to go use it where I got the fucking, the dirt water fucking soup.
But the show was good, man. 2,500 people showed up.
Killer, dog.
It was awesome. Sold some merch. Didn't really come. It felt weird not going out there to say hi to everybody.
There's a lot of people, though, dog.
That's a lot of people. Don't have the fools to go get out and go gamble, huh?
Grip, fool.
A lot of fools showed up.
Fuck yeah, dude. That shit was fun.
They made a road trip out of it.
Oh, yeah, dog.
So at 4 o'clock in the morning, we were picked up in Albuquerque to catch our flight to Norfolk. So you can see we didn't sleep from 4 in the morning, from 3:30 in the morning when we got up. So we don't know how we're going to get there. We had a flight ready to just abandon ship and leave back to Burbank at 5:30 p.m. But then the promoter rented a private jet for us.
Yeah, man.
We got to sit with Ricky Smiley for 2 hours, huh?
We talked to him for an hour before that,
too. It
was
cool, huh?
Cool as fuck, dog. Letting that shit all out, too, huh? If it was some fools never meet you in your whole life, they'd be letting out the whole story, huh?
I know, man.
That fool was telling us everything, huh?
He was telling me. So anybody out here, man, if you have a painting you drew of me, keep it. I'll sign it, but don't give it to me. I have nowhere to put that shit.
A mural, dog.
That's what he kept saying, man.
Man, how you expect me to put that shit on the plane?
Yeah, I want you to help out my daughter.
Be a shout out.
But some fans be begging, huh?
Dude,
can you please give a shout out to my girlfriend from the stage? Really, man?
Really, fool, with notes and everything.
I got to worry about doing an hour material, but I got to worry about your sad ass girlfriend. Why don't you just tell her you love her, bro?
That's what I'm saying. Fool.
Tell her, hold her hands. Hold both her hands together. Look at her in the eye and say, I love you. I love you so much. Trust me, that's better than me giving you a shout out on the stage, which I'm not going to be a good shout out. I'm going to make fun of her. Call her a whore or something.
This fool. I'm going to be all Art LeBeau in it. Does that shit throw you off?
And then I don't understand why give me your merch. Remember that fool gave me, man, after the show?
Clothing company.
Some guy gave me a big old hockey mask of the Mexican flag. No, man, I'm not checking my bag in, man. No, they're checking my bag and they see a hockey mask, and I don't really look crazy.
Now you do.
So I left that behind, and then every time somebody has a shirt they want to give me, it's always double legs. Why would I want a big ass fucking shirt
to look bigger, dog?
Yeah, and then the double X is a triple legs. Felipe, man, I gotta give you some of my clothing line. Anybody out there that have the clothing line, I don't want to wear it. Okay? I got my own clothing line. Felipe's World. Felipe's World, okay? We sell our own merch. Rodrigo got Yaman shirts. Unless it's a good shirt where I could say, okay, this is an original shirt, but nothing stupid like with your logo on it. No big-ass number.
Hey, fool, I was going to tell you, too. And when they give you those clothing line shirts, it's always that thick, hot-ass shirt, huh?
It's always a cheap short.
That triple A shirt is not even it's a thin one, huh?
It's a beefy.
Fucking burlap sack shirt, dude.
Like, if it's like a big ass shirt, bro, I would give it to Isaac. Here, the new pajama. If I had a dog, that would be my dog's shirt, bro. If I had a truck to wash, those shirts I would use to wash my truck.
The wheels, eh?
Yeah. But yeah, man, you know, it's all good. You have a clothing line. But let me tell you, man, retail is dead. All right? Warren Buffett said it. Look up Warren Buffett, okay? He's like the third richest man in the world. He said retail is dead. So don't be trying to open up no clothing line. It's done, bro. Save your money on learn how to do something like coding.
They want you to open up the grand opening, eh?
How about that guy that came up to us with those whack-ass bottle openers?
Like, a fool just followed me on Instagram.
This guy just gave us bottle openers with little helmets and an unauthorized Dodger logo on it and Raider logo. First of all, man.
Patent pending, eh?
You can't put the Dodger logo or the Raider logo on something you invented.
Magic Johnson's going to come after your ass.
I think there's a patent already on can openers, right?
Nah, fool. But this can opener not only opens your can or your bottle, but you also put the can opener on a lanyard and it hangs. So when you're talking to your homies, you don't have to hold your beer. That's a kicker, dog. It's cool if you had no hands.
We're not even card sharks, bro. Imagine that you're a card shark. Me, how many so far have you sold, bro? Well, not really that much, but we tagged George Lopez on it.
I believe it, dog.
Well, I left that shit be. I broke, right?
Dude, so we go back to the hotel with Murr.
Larry Bubbles Brown.
And we're like, can't find a bottle opener. Oh, shit, dog. Use a hat, dog. We use it, that shit breaks. I was like, Murr.
Yes, people, man.
Remember, fool?
Unless your stuff has a patent, like people are sick of shit. People are getting all sad right now because we're talking about their clothing line.
You're killing their dreams?
Yeah, man. But I just started the 805 line. First of all, man, 805 belongs to the city. A lot of stuff is copyrighted, people.
Yeah, fool.
You just can't start off putting Chavo del Ocho clothing.
Hey, fool, this is a cash business, Felipe. Please help me out. Yeah, fool.
Everybody wants to have a clothing line, bro.
Fuck yeah, a voice through something.
I just became vegan, bro. I'm going to start my own vegan shirts. I'm going to call it Unhealthy Vegan.
Isn't there already an unhealthy vegan out there?
Yeah, that guy, bro. He had his own booth at a vegan place where people came to go eat selling his shirts.
Fuck that. I'm gonna, no more kneels, fool. No more nothing, fool. I'm just going to give fools two little fists. Dude, inside joke.
I remember I did a show one time, bro, and everybody did like 10 minutes, bro, and they all had merch.
Oh, my God.
You came
God.
Out of the store, bro, and look at fucking walking out of a bomb. It looked like you just got off a Disney ride, and you got out, and you fucking, the first door you opened was a gift shop.
Oh, my God. And then go, you don't buy nothing? All right, fuck it. Take this keychain. Shit's sad out there, bro.
People are opening up clothing stores, bro. Well, JCPenney is clothing stores.
You know, fool, when I met you and you guys had that, you guys were on the cover of that Willie album. You had that clothes. We brought it up before, Swole.
Yeah.
But at least that clothing was decent. It was good, dog. Like, some of this shit is like, they get fucking the Chinese shirts from fucking, you know, the fucking district right there where, you know, you get Louis the 13th. And they just fucking screen press bullshit, dog. Green print bullshit. It's like, damn, dog.
Yeah, man. If you have a clothing line right now, man, we shouldn't knock it down that you're not going to make it.
Of course not, fool.
Chances are you're not. You know what I mean? Because there's so much competition out there, bro. There's Nike.
Motherfuckers need to read Business Week, fool.
There's Adidas.
Hell yeah,
But seriously, man, Warren Buffett said that retail is closed. It's done. People are buying a lot of stuff online now.
Dude, Sears is closing. Kmart's clothing, dude. Come on, dog.
Yeah, man.
And then, dude, on top of that, dude, they give you these shirts, fool, that has a mean screen print over it. And on top of the shirt being hot, the fucking shit's hot, dude. It makes you double hot, dog. Come on, fool.
And those shirts are always too big.
Oh, dude. I think that style is out, fool.
The best shirt I ever wore, and it's even it's called American Apparel.
Oh, yeah, the light
it's
ones?
It's a clothing line called American Apparel. All their shirts. You could be a fat pig, all right? Extra large, okay? But you put on one of the large, it's tight on you, but it still feels cozy.
Oh, hell yeah, dude. It's soft.
And most of the shirts that we sell, it's the cheaper brand of American Apparel.
Still good, though.
It still feels good. They're same stretchy. Shit, but nobody they just want to have a clothing line, but they forget that the shirt also has to feel comfortable.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude.
Like, man, Hanes shirts. How are you going to compete with Hanes? Hanes feels good. Fruit of the Looms doesn't.
And how about those fucking, they have the tag in there still that's scraping the fuck out of your neck, dog.
Scratching your shit.
Oh, my God.
I know that little Mikro doesn't like no tags.
Oh, bro. I hate that shit. Fuck, one left a rash on me one time, dog.
Leave you a shower, bro.
What the fuck? Cheese
by your neck, dog.
Chin cheese, aka bed bugs. No,
what, you
dog.
Buy a structure savage shirt or what?
It was a shirt that they gave me, and I'm wearing it one day, fucking helping my dad. I'm like, what the fuck, dude? Did I get bit by a bee, dog? It was fucking horrible, fool.
So, man.
What's up,
fool? What was I like to get on a private jet, dog?
Fool, that's the first private jet I've ever been on, dude. And it's a whole different experience than being on a commercial airliner, dog.
Isn't it weird how, isn't it cool how nobody checked our bags, nothing.
Nothing, fool. You didn't even have to put your seatbelts on, dog. No. I was like, I didn't feel shit, fool.
No wonder fucking fools just transfer money in big private jets, huh?
Oh, he's a suitcase in a jet, fool.
Nobody checks nothing, huh?
Fuck no, fool. It was tight. We could have brought anything, fool.
Anything, bro.
Trafficking guns and shit.
Blow up doll.
Hey, don't touch the doll. Watch
everybody,
the doll.
We were tired on that plane, man.
Hey, how about the ghost pilot, fool?
How about Ricky Smiley, bro? Co-pilot.
Okay, what he's doing now?
Well, I can fly this plane if anything happens.
What's up with our homie that's trying to get some sleep, dog?
The passenger 57, bro.
I thought we had a snake on the plane.
Yeah, Ricky Smiley's bodyguard and personal assistant. That fool just leaned back on that couch, passed out, huh?
Yeah, fool, but you know why he was in the back, dude? Because he doesn't like to fly, fool. He's like, what's going on, man? You scared or something? He's like, man, leave me alone. Chilling on that little couch.
Well, I got tired of eating chips, bro.
Aw, oh, dude. I could fucking chips, peanuts, all that shit, dude.
Norfolk food all right, huh? There was no food, huh?
Nah, the vegetables were cool.
Nah, I didn't like anything, but that's a yellow, that fucking mashed potato was yellow, huh, full of butter.
Hell yeah, fool. But how about that dry ass chicken? I mean, you don't eat meat and shit, but oh my God, I didn't even eat it, dog.
Look, when we got to the room, man, I saw that, okay, I could get 5 hours of sleep. I said, hell yeah, bro. I took a hot ass shower. I was tired, bro.
Dude, I was fucking beat, dog.
I felt like I went on a cocaine night, bro, when I just stood up all night.
Well, it felt like I got body slammed, dog. On
I
a hard ass.
Tired, dog.
We made it, though, dog.
Shout out to these dates, bro.
There we go. Upcoming shows. April 14th, Houston, Texas at the Energy Arena with Mike Epps. Just added a second show that day. Felipe will be on both shows. Tickets are on sale now for that. The Festival Laughs. Also, April 15th, Baton Rouge, Louisiana. April 21st, St. Louis, Missouri. And April 22nd, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Those are all on the Festival of Laughs tour with Mike Epps, and the end of April means the end of that entire tour, the whole tour. In May, Felipe is back doing shows. May 5th at the Calusa Casino.
Calusa.
With Rodrigo and Larry Bubbles Brown.
Murr.
May 18th through the 21st, Tempe, Arizona. Get ready. Like I said, May 18th through the 21st at the Tempe Improv. May 25th through the 28th at the Irvine Improv. SoCal, get ready. Check out FelipeWorld.com/tour for all show dates the rest of the year. Shout outs. Everyone who reviewed us on iTunes, Miguel V994, EPHEM. You just wrote swole. So anyway, thank you very much for reviewing the podcast. Please, ladies and gentlemen, go to the iTunes and leave a review and keep this shit pumping. Shout out to All Things Comedy.
And yeah, keep, man, buying stuff on our Amazon page on FelipeWorld.com. And also, man, we switched from SoundCloud to Audioboom.
That was shit was crazy that 1 week.
Yeah, oh, man, we got like 25,000 listens now on our last episode, and we're going to have advertising now, bro.
Hell yeah, fool.
We have two of them next week.
Thanks for that kit, man. I'll fucking give my review next week. Fucking smooth as a baby right now, dog.
Oh, yeah, you shaved?
Oh, yeah, I use that shave butter and everything, fool.
Fuck, I feel like slapping you, bro. Look, you're so smooth.
This fool, dog, leave me alone. I'm tired, dog.
Remember the commercial, bro, where you knew you had a smooth shave when motherfucker slapped your ass?
Fuck, by Menin.
Bye.
Fool, dog.
Gillette.
Forgot about that shit. Yeah.
Remember, yeah, man, he was so clean. Pa-ya.
That was way before Mach 3s or any of that
Mach
shit.
Mach 3, dog. Dude, Gillette,
dog.
Do you think all that matters, bro? Razors?
Yeah, fool. You don't remember that one time when I was with you guys in that fucking the Que Locos tour?
But it's different because you have straight, your shit comes out straight up. See, you have straight hair. Mine is curly, bro. I get bumps. But what would I do?
Well, you have to get a good ass razor. Remember when I got that cheap razor from the hotel and I
you got that bump for months.
The bumps, and it cut me the fuck up, fool. It looked like somebody chopped me up with a little knife, dog.
Damn, man. I'm glad I have a beard. I remember buying those, you're right, getting those cheap-ass blades from the airport.
Oh, it's
from
horrible.
The plane. It's only single blade, bro.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my
single
God.
Blade. You got to wet your face.
Oh, fool.
You got to wet your face hot, make it all hot. You got to get that old-school lather all white.
Dude.
You ever do that?
Get, oh, yeah. The lather. Yeah. You're better off shaving with the fucking knife, dog.
Those single blades are worthless. How those are, they're for women's legs or something.
Horrible,
now.
Dog. They'll fuck up a woman's legs too, dog.
And then they break.
Oh yeah, dude. It's fucking cheap as fuck, dog.
Why would anybody use those if they're so bad?
Cheap.
Cheap, huh? The best ones, dog, for me, are the ones that they're like double blade, but they're like you can't really see the blade on the blade. They're real smooth. I think with the Max 6 or something like that.
Yeah. The 3.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those are, I mean, you know, I use those, but I use those new ones the sponsor sent us, and I'll be honest with you, it was actually good. I was kind of skeptical at first.
How about those old school razors, the one you put your own blade in, and it looks like a single blade?
Like the straight razor?
They're good?
Yeah, but you have to have skill to do that, you know, because you'll cut yourself too. Supposedly you start with, you get a balloon and you start fucking with it. Because if not, if you cut the balloon, that means you're going to cut yourself. Word on the street. Because that's when Jerry was trying to be a barber, dog. He told me that little secret.
What's up with food cutting their face open, bro, when they have moles?
Oh, dude, you got to watch out for that shit, too. You got to know your face, dog.
Like that food from the Untouchable when he cut Al Capone's beard and then fucking blood started coming out.
Oh, fool.
He was all scared.
Fucked up, dog.
What's up, fool? So, yeah, man, we got on that private jet. I was so tired.
All beat, dog.
Little TC.
Chilling, man. Hey, dude, and dude, that fool's, dude, all those fools are cool as fuck, dog. I mean, it's not like you can say whatever, but it was funny because the extra fools that came with Mike Epps, his homie, Ricky Smiles, like, what's up, man? Is your homie gonna come to Mike, those other two guys?
Hell no.
The
motherfucker that draining my life. Hey, but fools hanging around could drain you, huh? Like Birdman.
Fool, it's too much, dog. Like it's Birdman, too fucking much.
Every time we're San Jose, that fool calls at 8 in the morning. What's up?
It's too much, fool.
For real, like, you get annoyed, huh?
Fool, I don't want to be a dick because, Dick, I'm chilling with you. I'm your boy. I got to do my little work, too. I got to get my little set together in my head.
You want to take a little nap?
Dude.
You want to chill by yourself, too?
Dude, it's like a motherfucker just scratching at you all day. It's like,
I just left you 8 hours ago, dog.
I thought you were diabetic, fool. Go fucking stick a needle in your arm and fucking chill out by yourself. But damn, man, these fools, dude. Like Joe Diaz said, dude. Like, dude, and this is going back 4 or 5 years. Enough! Enough! Enough!
I know, man. A lot of places that we go all the time, and it's the same motherfuckers want
to
hang out.
Like, are you starting to feel it, too? And I'm not trying to fucking say shit ever since, you know, you got sick, puffing with other people, you know what they have, all types of shit, dude, getting sick off shit, and there's too many fucking lingers, dog.
Too many, bro.
Seriously, fool.
Too many fools showing up. It's like a lot of people took it personal that we don't want to smoke with people, man. We'll smoke, but it has to be already rolled up. You got to roll it up in front of us, maybe. But a lot of people think that they have the best weed every time we're in town, but you don't, man. You know, if you don't live in California, you don't live in Washington, you don't live in Colorado, you don't live in Michigan, D.C., your weed came from other places, bro.
And honestly, dude, in the last couple of years on the road, have you smoked any weed that's as good as Louis XIII?
No.
There you go, fool. Remember that one time Birdman had that big old jar of weed and that shit was all whack, fool? I'm like, dude, I'm not smoking this shit, fool.
I thought it was a lizard living inside of it. I thought that was his pet grass.
Fool, how about that one time that fool had those dabs and that shit was black? Black wax.
He had the Exxon Valdez dabs.
Dude, it's like, god damn. And I'm not a fucking dude, I'm not a prince or a king, but god damn, dude, don't be showing up.
Shout out
shit.
To Dab Queen, though. She has some real dabs.
Hey, fool, and some good ass bud, dog. Remember that fucking, those couple nugs you gave us? And, you know, shout out to, she actually has quality shit.
Look it up, man. Dab Queen 710.
Hell yeah. She looks smart. Some people look bigger
in
person.
She does dab while she's breastfeeding her baby.
I mean, dude, some people look bigger in person. She looked tiny in person, dog.
Yeah, man.
Little, fool.
On Instagram, she looks like she's like 5'10", 100-something pounds. You meet her, she's a troll.
Fool, you can put her, you can clip her to your fucking belt, fool. Put her in your front pocket.
She looks like
right
the Precious, bro.
Yeah, man. But
the Precious! Going to do a dab!
Fucking Schmeagly.
Little ass squirrel hands, bro.
Oh, tiny little hands. Tinier than the original squirrel.
Showed up with her mom and some older fool.
Yeah, fool.
Backseat dabbing.
Fuck, she lit it up, dog.
Fool, Toby Hicks passed the fuck out, huh?
Fool, that fool never had a dab like that, fool. Come on, never. Dog. Oh, I used to dab in Nebraska. Shut your lying ass up, fool.
Remember when we asked Toby Hicks, so you say, man, when people always claim their town. Like, I know, man, there's places in Boyle Heights. Like, if you go to, like, the projects, where the projects is, if you say, man, you know Batman, the one of the comedian now, they're going to know who I am. You know, you got to say, you know who Batman is? He's a comedian now. He used to live over here. They might know me like that, but other people don't know who Felipe is.
Right.
But Toby says that if you say his name in Nebraska, somebody's going to know, in Omaha. I'm pretty sure I go to certain parts, bro. Remember he go, like, we went around asking if people knew who fucking your man.
And you know what the sad thing is? Two fools knew who he was, dog. Oh, that was breaking my heart, but I was like, fuck.
They were all old.
Oh, yeah, dude. They look like him, dog.
It was some angry guy, right?
Was fucking using a Lyft, dude, in a family van, dude. Oh,
which reminds me of that meme, bro.
Which one, fool?
The one with when you think you're Instagram famous, but in real life you ain't shit.
Oh, fuck.
And
dude,
it's Martin Lawrence going, I said, what's up?
What's up?
I said, what's up? Because that's what he says on the radio. What's up? Shut your ass up, man.
Radio host on that shit. Yeah, man, but I don't think everybody in Omaha knows who he is, let alone Nebraska, fool. Come on, dog. Ain't that much of a fucking legend. You should have stayed in your town, fool.
Hell yeah, man. You have 2,000 followers on Instagram and MySpace together.
Dude, give me a break, fool.
What's up, fool? Man, I got some dates coming up, man. I might be going to Boulder, Colorado. We don't know the date yet.
Boulder.
Boulder, yeah, man. And we're going back to Bellevue, Washington, man, in the future. Hopefully we'll get a date to go to Visalia sooner or later, man. So, yeah, man.
Fuck yeah, dude.
I was so tired last weekend.
Oh, my God. I was just going by the force, but I don't give a fuck, dude. When it's time to go, it's time to go, fool.
But I still had a good set, though.
Fuck yeah, dude. Both those shows, dude.
We went from the private jet to a van straight to the show, huh?
Oh, yeah. We fucking clipped on to fucking Ricky Smiley's. Dude, we fucking went straight to the show, dog.
I went like 7 days without smoking no weed, bro. I was so tired.
Hey, before you were fucking up those edibles, though.
Edibles were fucking me up.
I was fucked up, dog. I have one little thing left that I'm just going to use for the next time I take off, but oh my God, dog.
What would you do, man, if they were to ask you to get off the plane, even though your plane ticket's already bought? You didn't buy that shit on Orbitz. You didn't buy it on no cheap airline web page, but it was a bought ticket. You had to reserve it, and they're trying to move you off the plane.
I'm going to tell you right now, all right? This is what Rodrigo Torres Jr. would do. I'll argue as much as I can with the airline, but if a cop shows up, I'll get the fuck out of my seat. That's it. Everybody wants to say, oh, he got beat or whatever. Once there's a police officer there, fool, just do what he says. I don't give a fuck where you're at. Where you're at, dude. A motherfucker has a badge and a gun, and there's two other motherfuckers with a badge and a gun. What that little Chinese man didn't have was a can of Pepsi. That's what I would do, honestly, dude. I mean, I just know how that shit works, though, fool. I've been to plights. We got pulled over one time. I had a fucking bong in my car. We were smoking, fool. And I didn't lie to the motherfucking cop. I didn't say nothing, and they let us go, fool. Just be nice and polite. That's it.
But they were doing it to put two other employees in.
Yeah, I heard they had like a crew of four. What are you going to do, fool?
And your ticket to stay, you could take off. They could take you off anything they
want. That's a contract on there. Same thing when you go inside of a fucking stadium, get hit with the fucking baseball, dog. Fucking that's it. You walked into it.
Got hit by a bat.
There you go. But if you got that much of a problem with it, just buy your own plane, dog. You know what I'm saying? Get your own pilot.
Get a private jet like us.
Hey, easy, fool. You know what I'm saying? I know it's tragic and shit, but it's like, damn, you're a doctor. You follow procedures and shit. But that day you weren't having it? Maybe there was a language barrier or something? Is it an assault? Is it a battery? Yeah, maybe. I mean, is that shit going to be called, you know, Mr. Wu Airlines now? Who knows, dog? A lot of damage happened, though, right?
Collateral. A lot of memes came out of it.
I seen a funny one, dog.
What do they have?
It's a United Airlines, Chinese takeout. That's what DJ Dextrous posted it, dog. I died, dog.
He was a doctor, bro.
Yeah, but you know what's crazy, fool?
They took that fool out like a surgeon.
Oh, my God, fool. They forgot to give that brother anesthesia.
The thing is, that motherfucker like Dr. Dre.
Hey, we're Dr. Ken when you need him, man.
Got no patience.
Boom dunk. But supposedly they're digging dirt on that fool now?
He spies porn.
No. Supposedly he got his medical license taken away for a while for like some allegedly
for trading drugs for sex.
Shit like that, dude. That's what I seen. And I read it briefly. I don't
I could see why now he didn't want to get out of there. He was about to go fuck some patients.
Oh my god, dude. But yeah, man. I mean, what would you do, fool? I mean, Dick, I mean, I know you.
I've been taken out of the plane, bro, before. They took me out of the plane one time, but it was because I left my merch box at the airline, bro.
That's that one time you did that little showcase to the Highest of Blues, and then you had to take off real quick, right?
It was my fault.
Oh, and then they put you back on there?
Yeah, and I was arguing with a cop all the way outside.
But you got, you missed your flight and everything? But you kept it civil, right? He didn't put his hands on you. He didn't try to handcuff you or nothing, right? Right? You gave him your little fucking,
Yeah.
But you didn't get crazy. Nothing got crazy. Nothing got out of hand, right?
Yeah, because they told me that when I got to the flight, they go, you have enough time to get on the plane, but your bag's not going to make it. Mm-hmm. He goes, your bag is not going to make it. And then it's our guest calling.
Is it? Should we fucking answer it, dog?
What's up, fool?
Yo, man, what alley are you talking about? What parking spot?
There's an alley as soon as you get in, and I don't know, there might be a truck parked in front of it, and then there's a back parking lot in the back where some 10 speeds are at.
Lisa's going to go meet him.
Lisa's out there meeting you.
Right?
Lisa's out there. Yeah, Lisa's out there looking for you.
Where?
It's a woman over there, blonde lady, my wife. You're at the building over. Come at the building before that.
The building wait.
Yeah, you're in the wrong building.
We call her right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Terrible.
She's coming in the middle of the street.
Yeah. Yeah, we're in the back of Soapbox.
Yeah, in the back of Soapbox. Yeah, she's coming.
Hey, what up, Lisa? Godfrey's on Isabel right now. He's kind of looking for you.
He's on what?
He's on Isabel right now. He's talking to Felipe.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, she's going out there right now. Cool.
Thank you.
All right. But I've been on an airplane where there's been too many fat people in the front, and they're looking for fat volunteers to go to the back, and not one fat motherfucker wants to get up. But I'm always like, I would get up, you know, that's a joke. And that's all right, eh?
And making a joke for people that are fatter than you?
If I would have not got up, she would have voluntarily chosen a fat person to get up. That's more embarrassing.
Of course, dude. So just get up and fuck it, dude. Let's ride this fucking in the name of safety, in the name of let's get there on time.
But there were some fat people on this airline. Remember today?
Oh, my God.
That big old fat lady with her two daughters. Dude, if you're that fat, you know what, man? I don't think they're dying to see you.
She was huge.
She was huge, bro.
Huge dog.
She was pretty much, she was traveling with her daughters. They were traveling as neck pillows, man.
It's one of those people that even Ralphie Mel go, God damn, Big Daddy.
She was huge, huh?
Enormous, dog.
Her whole body was leaping over the other next seats, huh?
Dude, and not to be a dick, I looked down and like she wasn't wearing regular shoes.
She was wearing kung fu shoes.
They were like some weird Crocs, fool.
There's a lot of fat Americans out there, huh?
Enormous Americans, fool.
I don't think we ever seen this many fat people ever, huh?
No, I think the last couple years, especially flying, fool.
It's not even an epidemic, though, but there's a lot of white fat motherfuckers out there, too.
Dude.
I think there's more white fat people than there are blacks.
Corn Huskers.
And Mexicans. But Mexicans are some diabetic motherfuckers, bro.
Oh, if you see a motherfucker with a purple leg, dog.
Nah, there's fat people everywhere, man.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Because you know what? A lot of young moms, bro, a lot of teenage moms, they don't know what's up, bro. They be giving their baby Gatorade.
The
motherfucker's 200 pounds already.
I remember being a kid and seeing other kids with fucking Coke in the bottle, dog.
Like that was soda. All sad.
I was like, fuck, dude.
That's not like my kid. Give him some coke, and he likes it. Yeah, but yeah, I ever seen babies, bro, with a fucking coke in their bottle.
Yeah, fool.
That's not good.
Fuck no. Dude, supposedly, dude, like this.
Give it back to him, or he'll get mad.
Dude, that diabetes is coming in, dude. A lot of moms eat a lot of that sugary, fucked up shit, and then they get born with diabetes, bro. It's crazy, fool.
That's what the joke I said at in Albuquerque that killed, man. A lot of young moms, but they don't know, man. They're raising kids. They're giving them Gatorade in a bottle, water bottle. They're fucking with, they're diabetic. They're only 9. What is he? He's a fluffy fat, eh?
Dick.
Lot of fat people, man. Dude, I know I'm a fat motherfucker, man, but I try to keep it at least fat enough that I don't need extension.
Dude, let me tell you, dog. It's just the easy access to food, and just like you're sitting there watching shit all day, and you just don't stop eating, dog. Trust me, fool. It's not getting stoned and eating a lot of food. It's like constantly eating all day, snacking, dog, all fucking day. So when you get ready for dinner, you have to eat more than dinner to fill up the little snack you had every 45 minutes.
If you had your own pad, bro, the big fridge, and then you buy like $200 worth of groceries for the whole week, you're going to be eating all day, huh?
Fool, maybe back in the day, fool, but now I have to fucking, you know, I got to measure it out, dog. I got to make sure those cold cuts last till Saturday, dog.
You got to make a menu, man. Oh, fuck, you got to have a menu. That helps a lot. If you're out there listening to us talking about food, if you make out a menu for the week, like this, on Monday, we're going to have roast beef. On Tuesday, we're going to have fideo with beans. Thursday, tacos. You plan it out, and you save money because now you know what you're going to have to eat that week.
Budgeting that shit.
My mom always had a menu, but we didn't know what the fuck we were going to eat.
I was going to ask you, when you were living with your mom at home, were you eating way more than you were like now?
Fuck no.
Oh, fuck.
I was starving, bro. I was starving when I was little.
Oh, dude.
I had to go shoplift desserts.
It seemed like I ate more when I was with my mom, bro.
Hell no, bro.
Fuck.
I ate more tortillas. We eat tortillas every day.
Oh, just murdering
every
them.
Every day.
Now, when you didn't live with her and you went back to eat, were you eating a lot more because you're bringing more stuff and everybody bringing the whole shit and then, you know, the leftover this, leftover that and all that?
But now I eat food, man. Like, I think I eat now, man, because I don't know if it's lonely, but I eat comforting food, bro.
Was it lonely?
Like, man, like if I'm like, if I'm not going to spend, I'm going to go to sleep, what, in 4 hours now? I'm going to get annihilated, bro. This is before I was vegan, bro. I'll buy a whole pizza, dog.
With some ranch. Pizza before.
Some ranch.
And the crust.
Some fucking wings. Cool. Cheese sticks. 2 liter of Pepsi, bro. And I'm good, dog. Godfather's on E.
You want to hear a pizza budget, fool? I ate a whole pizza, fool. Saved the crust for dinner, dog.
That's garlic bread, bro.
Hell yeah, dog. And that's what I saved my ranch for, dog.
But the pizza had cheese inside of it?
Nah, the crust, hell nah, fool. That was an extra $6.
Like, yeah. When we were kids, I know when I was a kid, we never ate pizza like I do now.
Fuck no, dog.
Kids want pizza all the time now.
Oh, dude, I ate pizza every blue moon, dog.
We used to eat pizza from Falcone's on First Street. They had one in Montebello or Monterey Park somewhere, but man, that was like their pizza. They were more popular for their Canadian bacon pineapple pizza.
God damn.
That was like the first time I ever had like, oh man.
Pineapple
was,
on a pizza?
Yeah, man.
It's good. You like it?
I used to take the pineapple out.
Yeah?
Yeah, because I just like it the way the taste, but I don't like the whole pineapple.
The actual pineapple.
And my dad always wanted us to get a job making pizza, bro. Think he had pre-free pizza.
Of course, fool.
But yeah, man, that place was delicious.
Bomb?
Yeah. I
never had that.
It was the first place I ever had blue cheese dressing. Whoa. So we had a big bowl of a salad with some breaststicks. But I'm talking about not breaststicks, but the soft one, the hard ones.
Old school breaststicks.
Old school breaststicks. And man, that was the best pizza and blue cheese I ever had.
A good ass mix, dude.
Falcone's, dog.
Damn, shout out. Chilling, man. This is fool.
What's up, fool?
Right here with Chi-Town's finest.
Man, what up, kid?
What's up, man?
What's up?
Chilling, man.
What's up, man? This is awesome. I said, Philippe. I said, hell yeah, you know I'm coming.
Oh, shit.
Yo, the Latino hippie.
What's up, fool?
Yo,
I guess made it, man.
You know, I made it. I did. I not too bad traffic, you know. This is considered early for comedians.
Yeah, man. Still looks good, huh?
Oh, this fool, dog. This old fool always looks good.
Always look good, bro.
Shining,
you
dog.
You have your other beautiful brother, Byron Babylon.
Who's that?
Brian Babylon.
Or Byron Allen?
The guy from Chicago.
Who? Well, you know, I've been in New York almost 20 years, but...
Well, he was talking like he knows you're a fucking liar. But, no.
Mentiroso.
We caught you, dog.
Mentiroso.
You were name dropping you like you were hanging out yesterday. No,
I know a lot of Chicago dudes.
He was radio in Chicago.
Okay.
Hannibal Burr's friend.
Wait, yeah. Byron Babylon. I'm sorry. I did it. I'm my fault because he used to have his partner, white chick. Yes, that's my boy. No doubt. I've done his radio show many times when I was in Chicago. He's in L.A. now.
Okay.
Tall glasses. Yeah. That's my man. Oh, yeah. Oh, definitely. Word. I almost. Ooh.
He was
almost,
a
his reputation almost went
all
down.
All right, hey.
Yo.
You're back.
I am a Chicago
back
man.
From Babylon.
I am Northside. I grew up around Wrigley Field. Went to the Cubs all my life. Played baseball. I was a shortstop. My brother was a pitcher. Cubs win the World Series. You don't understand. When the Cubs won the World Series... Can I use profanity?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It fucked my head up, yo. We're still fucked up by that. You know, 108 years, people have died, come and gone. You know what I'm saying?
Capone.
I used to watch baseball with my buddy's grandfather. And when they won, he's gone. His grandfather's gone. This motherfucker called me, like, text crying. I don't know how you text cry. But all the emojis with the cry shit.
Yeah.
Yo, straight up grown men going, you know what I mean? Text crying. Imagine grown men sending you crying emojis, son. We were like, we fucking won. Granddaddy isn't here no more. Now, I mean, people were like, this meant, you understand, sports is connected to us, man. You know, okay, let's say, for example, soccer. You all are Mexicans. I'm Nigerian. Do you understand when Mexico plays soccer, when Nigeria plays soccer? That shit means a lot to us. Sports is like a fucking lifeline to us. And when you, I couldn't believe it. When I went back to Chicago, I perform in Chicago twice a year, right? I'm like, do you do Chicago improv?
Yeah.
Of course.
I do the Joe's Bar on Wheat Street with Mikey O.
Oh, do you? I do Up Comedy Club at Second City. And I do Chicago improv in Schaumburg. And when the Cubs won, I went by the stadium and it said World Series Champions. What? I didn't even know they had bulbs. Enough balls for that shit. They never spelled that shit out before. I was like, wow, this shit look weak. Because it's a 103-year-old stadium. I think it's the oldest stadium in the major leagues.
Oh, yeah.
And just to see world champions in that old sign, a new phrase in an old-ass 100-year, that shit looked crazy, man. And I stood there for like a half hour because my high school's 15 minutes away from Wrigley Field. They would park cars by our high school, because my high school was 5,000 kids. Oh, biggest high school in Chicago, Lane Tech. And we have the Kerry Woods baseball stadium. You know Kerry Woods, pitcher?
Yeah.
He donated money to build our stadium, because my high school is huge. It's amazing. And, dude, the Cubs shit is just dope, and I have my Cubs hat. I went to Chicago to buy my Cubs hat, not just as some regular-ass baseball. Yeah. I went to Cubs across the street from where I used to go when I was 5 and got my Cubs hat. That shit is real. When you wear a Cubs, that means that's a real Chicago motherfucker. If you see us, because I have Yankees, because I love the Yankees, because the Cubs used to lose so much that I started to like other teams. I wanted to be Reggie Jackson. I wanted my hair, I wanted an afro, and I wanted
Mr.
a little
October
hat.
Over here, dog.
I wanted my afro to spill out of my hat like black dudes in the 70s. You know what I'm saying? Like the Pirates, you wanted your head.
Yeah.
Willie Stargell,
Bill Madlock,
Randolph.
Kent DeCalvey, Willie
Eddie
Randolph,
Murray.
Luis
Henderson.
Eddie Murray, that's motherfucking Baltimore Orioles, partner. I'm a baseball head, for real. So that's all that shit meant. That shit was dope. And we have a team, a squad that might bring some championships in the next 10. We might get some more. I don't know. We might. But we're going to handle these L.A. Dodgers right quick.
This will, so that shit's still ringing in your soul then?
It's fucked,
it don't
man.
Stop.
Woo! Bulls, Bears. Now, we got the Blackhawks that won three. We have three Stanley Cups within 7 years. Our Blackhawks is dope. I already got the Bulls. I don't give a fuck what they do now. I got six championships with Jordan. I saw that shit. I'm good. And the Bears, shuffling crew. We got that in the 80s. I got that.
And Cubs means more than all that shit.
What? The Cubs, bro. Woo! Ryan Sandberg, bro. Years. No.
Ryan Sandberg. Andre Dawson. Mark
Andre
Grace.
Dawson, fool. He was an expo too, huh?
Where he was Montreal. They might be coming back. Montreal might be
Sammy Sosa before he turned white.
Yeah.
Did you see how foolish he looks?
Oh, my
what
God.
What the fuck is up with that?
Let me tell you something.
Tell me.
I thought he had that Michael Jackson disease.
No, he had melanoma. He had the disease of low self-esteem. Let me tell you something.
Color contacts, too.
He's Dominican. I've been to Dominican.
From Sosa to looking like Sandberg, bro.
From Sosa to Sandberg. That should be his new product. From Sosa to Sandberg. And have a picture of him.
You're weird, bro. Even hair straight.
But you see how fucked up he looks? It doesn't matter how bad racism is. I think even white people say, we don't like you, but you don't have to change your skin. You see how stupid that shit looks? When you're really trying to be
like
white?
Hector Macho Camacho now.
Listen. Try to be white by talking that way. Imitate them, but don't try to change your skin. You see what I'm saying? Chocolate is nice. It's okay. You guys can be brown. Just be brown. Don't fucking listen. Racism is not that deep. Even the clan members are like, damn, dude, we didn't say to do that. Holy shit. We didn't mean
like
that part.
Fucking oddity, though.
He looks
He's
stupid.
From the Ivory Coast now.
So what are you going to say about him? What the fuck's up with that psychologically with that brother?
Well,
what the fuck's
going
on?
But you know, especially in Dominican, I've been in Dominican Republic. I have a lot of Dominican, Puerto Rican friends, Cuban friends. The European look is so important to them. Like, look at Telemundo, man. Cats don't look like you on Telemundo. They're always the whiter skin. In India, in Bollywood, it's all the lighter skin Indians. You know India is a dark country?
Dark, bro. Look
at Latin American politics. The politicians are white.
Are all white. They think that the more European you look, the more prestige you have, which is some bullshit. You know what I'm saying? And that's fucked up. And that's why it's important for guys like you, guys like myself, is to show some pride in your shit.
Oh,
and
fuck
say,
yeah, dog.
You know, I'm some real shit because there's nothing to be ashamed of. There's nothing to be ashamed of. It's like, okay, like Mexico. Look at all this stuff with Mexico. And I heard about Mexico dropping some toxic shit in the water. You hear about that?
Yeah.
No, where?
Oh, in Tijuana.
Oh, yeah.
They dumped some shit in San Diego. They were like, the Mexicans were like, yo, bitch, clean that shit up. They threw some sewage in the fucking water. In America, they were like, nah, what you want to make? You want to build a wall, bitch? There you go, vato. Take that, huh? Orale, fucker. Huh? Is that pretty good? Pretty good. But I'm saying Mexicans do not get, because like I know a girl who I was like, hey, what are you? I just asked her what her nationality was. She goes,
human?
She goes, she goes, I'm this. And then she went Mexican like it was a bad thing. She goes, oh, and I'm Mexican. I go, what the fuck is wrong with you? You say Mexicana. That shit is dope, especially with your fucking history. See, all we think about is the dudes at the Home Depot trying to get a job. That's some bullshit. Your fucking history is amazing from the Aztecs all the way down, son. You know what I'm saying? And we need to bring that back. I'm just saying. That's your business. It's your fucking...
Yeah, man.
Felipe.
Hey, man, give it up for them Cubs.
Give it up for the Cubs.
You got these Mexicans who go, nah, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about, bro. I'm Texan.
Oh, yeah, and that's all that matters.
Well, Texan, it's your land. I mean, I'm just keeping it real.
Oh, historically?
And they kept you out of it, and they're building a wall for the shit you already had. That's fucked up. It's like South Africa. No different.
Oh, dude, that shit is
Did I just get too deep real quick?
Sorry. Oh, no, it's all
We went from Cubs to taking your land.
Keep
what the
floating,
fuck was
dog.
That?
That's funny, man. I saw his page, and there was this homeless white guy asking for money, and then this
fucking
shit behind him going, look at this white motherfucker asking for change. It's the same shit we do, but we don't post it up.
Okay.
We do that shit
so
every
day.
So
I'm in New York City, and in New York—
He's healthy-ass guy, right?
He's healthy. Sometimes they're not homeless. That's why they don't get the joke.
My wife said they live there, but they do it for the summer, and in the winter they go home and sleep.
Yeah, of course they do.
Isn't that real homeless?
Listen, I talked to one of my boys— This guy who I know for years who was a panhandler, begged on the street.
Professional?
I said, are you really home? He goes, no, dude. I said, this is a hustle. They make about $30,000 to $40,000 a year untaxed money. Because think about it. In Manhattan alone, there's 2 million people. If you beg, they say, my boy was telling me, there are programs to help us, but we don't feel like doing that shit.
Crunch the numbers, homie.
And then so I did the joke because I know the deal. So there's a white dude with his face in his hands, with a sign, and I go, yo, man, you white dude, and you don't got a job, you fucking lazy, man. This system is built for white dudes.
Look at his face.
This system's built for white dudes, man. You don't, even in comedy, you don't have to be funny and be white, and you get 10 sitcoms. You don't have to be funny. Latin guys, black guys, you know how we gotta kill 900 times before they even put us on anything. White dude can be average. And you know out here, there's a lot of bum-ass white dudes out here that think they're the shit, and they always, and they're afraid to follow you or me or you, and they be like, oh, can I go up before you?
Oh, you know I go up at 9:35.
right. We always got to close the show.
Yeah. Pumpkins we, outside. You know what I'm saying?
And I'm not saying all white dudes are whack. I'm just saying they don't really have to be that funny to get a TV show. Like, we have to be like,
move a fucking
you know
mountain.
I just recognized who the fuck you were? You know I just recognized who she was? God damn, what's going on? I just recognized who you were because you look all. You're not all fucking
this fool, dog.
Angry looking from the Laugh Factory. God, I just recognized
no
who you were.
No tipping motherfuckers.
Wow. How are you been? She looks all like, get your shit together. Hello. You look all girl next door. You used to be rocked out with Felipe.
It's killing me right now, dog.
Yo, how long you guys been together?
10 now?
Yeah, I've been 12 years, man. Sweet. Right on. Go through hell up and down.
Yeah, man.
And we're all like straight and narrow now. It's like crazy, man. Yeah, but I mean, the joke was white privilege. That was the joke. And then most of the people that were complaining and like going off on me were white dudes. And they were like, yo, fuck it. What if I talked about black people? I said, I think they would be funny. If it's funny. I said, see, here's the thing. We don't get offended by that. You're offended about reality. It's white. I was kind of complimenting the motherfucker. I was like, yo, you're a white guy. We're comedians. This is what I do. And I tell people who threaten me, I go, I'm coming to your city. So I'm going to do the joke in front of you. So be at my show. I don't give a fuck. I mean, because either way, we show up at shows. And we're vulnerable regardless. So it doesn't matter. I go, I do these jokes in front of people. And the dudes that are talking shit on my thing don't have a picture. I can't see what they look like.
Keyboard warriors.
And they go, yo,
frog.
Yeah, and then they'll say some coon out some, you know, N-word shit. I go, I don't really care. That's what you all do. But, I mean, I'll be in your city. I don't care. I'll be in your city, sit in the front. I'll kick you in the fucking teeth. I'll kick you in the teeth in front of your girl. I don't give a fuck. Whatever. I said, I got more coming, though. I got more coming. I got more coming. If there's another white dude laying on the ground, I'm going to say something. I make fun of everybody. They don't say shit when I make fun of black folks.
Oh, hell no. That's
they
normal.
Don't say a word. But if white dude, they go, yo, that's fucking, that's just ridiculous.
Let me just repost that.
Yeah, I'm going to repost that bitch, yo. I got 10,000 views. That's sweet.
A lot of
everybody's been arguing on there, too. Everybody's arguing. And then Felipe's like, yo, fool. That shit was funny, fool.
It was funny, fool.
That shit was funny, fool. This is the Mexican seal of approval. I do that joke. Dude, I do that joke. That shit is my favorite. I go, yo, I love that. This is the Mexican seal of approval.
Oh, what's up, fool?
Ladies and gentlemen.
Got Godfrey in the house.
Godfrey right here.
It's hot as a bitch in here, yo.
A little bit, huh?
Give me a little bit.
We're getting a little bit of a cold drive.
You know, we have the light right here, bro. We're under question.
You got snacks and shit? I'm starving. I got a hunger headache. I got like a hunger headache.
We have no snacks.
Sorry, dog.
No comida.
We have voodoo donuts last week, but they were for somebody else.
Were they good? I heard you guys got Dunkin' Donuts finally down here, man. Finally.
Yeah, we got two Dunkin' Donuts.
Man, a minute, 2 years?
That's
You got not a mess in a bit. I mean, you just got them shits.
Yeah.
It's about that time, though.
Everything takes time, man. We were the last people to get Krispy Kremes.
Krispy Kremes.
All we need is a fucking White Castle and the trifecta's
done. Oh, yeah, man.
You need that East Coast. You need East Coast shit over here, man. I'm glad you're getting the Dunkin' Donuts.
White Castle will never survive over here, huh?
I don't know, dog. I think it will. I'm down with a little jalapeno fucking sliders, dog.
Jalapeno sliders?
Oh, hell yeah.
That sounds disgusting. But okay.
That was the first time I ever had sliders with Chicago. The guy goes, I never had them. Bro, you got to try all of them.
Oh, my God.
Chicago got the hot dogs.
I had like 22 of them.
Dude, I ate like 20 the first time.
Did you try the hot dogs in Chicago?
Oh, yeah.
You had to show the Chicago hot dog and the pizza, the deep dish?
Yeah.
Got to try that
Giordano's. Who else?
Giordano's. That's right. Giordano's, Leona's, Lou Malnati's. You got to. I'm Chicago for real, dog. I don't play.
Hot dog brought that place with that restaurant.
Portillo's?
Portillo's, yeah.
There you go.
Portillo's?
You know. He goes there.
They got one in Moville now, fool.
They got one where, fool?
In Merino Valley.
Oh, shit, fool.
You helped Corey Holcomb get started.
You damn, how you know?
Because we had him on a podcast, and I heard him on another podcast.
Did he bring me up?
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice,
He
man.
Said that you used to walk into him, and he was like this funny guy. He goes, bro, you got to do comedy.
I
couldn't believe it, because you're not that old.
I've known Corey since I was 16. Corey used to play basketball with my brother. So my brother worked at this grocery store, this drugstore place. And Corey was working there. And we used to steal a lot of condoms and shit. It's dope. A lot of condoms. Trojans and shit. My brother had bags of that shit when the store
condom
closed.
Man.
Oh, man, condoms. You know what's so funny? We used to have a bag of condoms. Me and my brother had a bag. And we would, like, keep it on our, like, when a girl comes in, we'd keep it right there. And I'd be like, yo, she'd be like, what's the bag of condoms? I'd be like, in case we fuck, you know? I want to have a big bag right there. You know, just dip it in there like a bag of mints and shit. It was a bag of condoms. Boom. I just dip my hand in that bitch. And they'd get mad. Oh, you thought you were going to. I go, just because I have the bag out, should I have hidden it and said, oh, I don't have a condom? That's if you pretend like you don't have a condom, you usually get the ass. Isn't that weird? Oh, I don't know if we have a condom. But if you just have a bag on, in case we bone, we got a bag of condoms. You can't just be that truthful. You got to kind of pretend like you ain't got a condom. And then pretend to look around and go, dang, oh, shit, I got one. But there's really a bag of condoms under the bed.
Well, Batman and
the unopened condoms. Unopened condoms just scattered everywhere, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I use
slip
them,
and
bro.
Fall.
Yeah, and
I see that. I use that one. I'm clean.
So Corey, came up to Corey one day working. I said, Corey, check it out. You need to come with me to All Jokes Aside. It was an all-black comedy club. You need to come to amateur night because Damon Williams, who's a comedian from Chicago, I said, Damon hosts it. Let's go do it. He goes, yo, man, I don't know, man. I don't know if I can do it, man. I said, fuck that. You coming with me next Wednesday. And so I dragged his ass. And he said, this is my boy Corey Holcomb. He going to do 5 minutes. And Corey went up there. His first joke was Sesame Street. What if he goes, my name's Corey Holcomb. I'm just letting you know I'm nervous as shit. And he goes, you imagine if, I bet you Big Bird and Snuffleupagus be fucking. You know how your jokes be horrible at the beginning?
And everybody's he goes, fucking somebody.
And he killed, but he killed though. He was like, oh, Bird. Yeah, Snuffy. Yeah, Big Bird fucking Snuffleupagus was his first joke. He can never get away with that. I saw it. I was right there. And he killed, and I said, good job. He was afraid that much, but he's a beast.
Oh, that's my God. He's the greatest, dog.
But I grew up on that, and this month. He was that good at talking about people, shitting on people. And I said, Corey, you need to. And me and Deion Cole started the same day in Chicago.
Oh, really, dog?
Yeah.
Okay.
Deion needs to speak to me because he don't speak to me because he's on two TV shows. Yeah. He's on Conan, and I was proud of him. And Conan was in New York, he got me to meet Conan. But then he got another show. Then he started acting better than me. So I have to check him on that. Deion, I'm checking you. You know Deion Cole?
Yeah.
Deion's like, you know, Deion, I used to imitate Deion. Yo, what's up, Godfrey? Yeah. I said, I'm telling him. I'm checking him on that. You need to, you know, yeah. I'm proud of you, but.
Holler at your boy.
Holler at your boy. Because I'm your man. We came up together. You my man. I love when I see my people on stuff. But this is a business that is long. You don't know where everybody's going, but you need to speak to me, though.
It is long, huh?
I'm calling you out, Corey. Not Corey. I appreciate Corey giving me some dap on that.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he mentioned it here on this podcast twice, and then we mentioned he mentioned on the I was on the Champs.
Who is it?
I think.
The Champs that he did it. Yeah.
And you know my the guy who brought me out to New York, TK Kirkland.
TK to the motherfucking Kirkland.
TK to the motherfucking K is my big brother partner.
Really? What? That's the fool that brought you out to
Godfrey,
New York?
Godfrey, T to the motherfucking K. I'm going to bring you out to New York City, motherfucker, because you funny the motherfucker. You corny, but you funny. He told me that.
Shut that's up, true.
He told me I was corny because I didn't do that gangster shit that he did. We were both opposite, and I would work with him on his show because I was so different. Because I was a college. I'm college, man. I'm intellectual. Fuck all that. That's what I love.
You're playing football in college?
I go to museums, nigga. Fuck all that. I go to museums, man. I go to LACMA. Fuck what you heard. You'll see me in LACMA, motherfucker.
Me with
isn't
the
that
library.
The L.A.? Yeah. Museum of Contemporary motherfucker, whatever. I go to LACMA.
I go to the public library.
Dude, that's what I do. But these motherfuckers, I was trying to get a library card out here. These motherfuckers give me a hard time. I said, a black man coming to a library should get in free.
Yeah, man.
I should get in fucking free. They should be like, go in. Jesus, we don't see that often.
You have a scholarship, right? Come on in.
You know what I'm saying?
You do sometimes.
How about I'm trying not to get shot by cops? They don't shoot brothers in public libraries.
Hell no, they don't.
They don't think we're in. They don't know we're in there.
They just kick you out for sleeping.
Oh, my
you know?
God.
What's up, fool? Hey, when I used to watch this fool go up, Godfrey, he was killing him, bro.
You actually paid attention?
Only two people were killing it when back then. It was Dane Cook and him. And they're the similar styles, bro.
Oh,
and the only style, right? Didn't he have the... Godfrey had the only style that you see now.
Really?
Yeah, man.
Slamming it. You have this one joke, dude, about porn, like, you know, motherfuckers in porn. I was like, God damn, that motherfucker just be coming and shit.
No, he has too much.
That motherfucker be icing
the money
cake.
Shot. That motherfucker be like decorating cakes in cursive.
We're on the sun fucking dying, dog.
Motherfucker, icy cake. He's spinning that bitch.
You know what's so funny? Is Felipe actually paying attention? I thought Felipe was so high, I'd be like, I don't think Felipe likes anybody.
When motherfuckers
are hilarious.
He'd be
like, what's up, fool?
Hell yeah, bro. I remember you
had that green army jacket and that little Godfrey green
have
army
that night.
Wow.
Godfrey will have that spot at 9:35, but they Coach shows up at 9:40 and does 2 hours.
And then I'll still kill right after
Yeah,
him.
Man.
Oh, yeah,
you know
yeah.
Ron Jossel?
Yeah, Ron Jossel from Toronto.
Ron, that's my dude. Like, he's awesome. And one day he goes up to me, goes, and Ron is like, Ron sometimes is all high, but he goes, hey, Godfrey, man, my first time I saw you, yo, what the fuck? Dane Cook was on stage killing. He did like an hour, and you had to go up after him. You didn't even flinch. You just was on your phone, and you went up, and you smashed it right away, too. I said, yeah, that's what the fuck we do, man. This is what the fuck. I don't care who's up. If you ain't doing me, why am I worried about what you do? If your style is different, whenever I would watch Felipe all the time, I'd be like, oh, I can't wait to see this guy. Because you're so different. Once you have your own style, as long as you ain't doing Felipe, why am I worried about when you go up? You know what I'm saying? I always believed in that. I never thought about, oh, I'm not going to be funny. I go, Dane Cook is Dane, but I'm me. I'm a different kind of style. So I'm a different look. We're all three different looks. That should be already getting you into the fucking game. Like, okay, who's this guy? He looks different. He'd probably be a different dude. But if you're doing my shit, I'll worry about that. You know what I mean? So that's my attitude about comedy. I just don't worry about who's up. I followed everybody. I don't give a fuck. I'm always closing shows. Don't you close shows a lot?
He followed Brian Holtzman.
Oh, I love Brian Holtzman. Listen, I love Brian Holtzman. He's great. Sometimes Brian can be so unfunny because he's so angry, but then sometimes I'll be dying because he's like right in the pocket. He's not as angry, but he's perfect. I love Brian Holtzman. I love that he goes on at 700 o'clock a.m. and nobody's in the room. And he goes 100 miles an hour. He never holds back. And I love that. He never takes his stage time for granted. Passing out his dumb buttons. It's amazing. I love Brian. Tell him I love his ass.
He's a union member.
Yes.
God he's damn. Phenomenal. You always been like that out the gate or did it take you a while?
I've always been... energetic out the gate, always coming hard. But my material was whack back then. My first joke was, you know, I used to be in a comedy team. Godfrey and Alexander. I was with another dude for like a year. Corny. And our headshot was cornball, too.
See, we were like this. Sweaters up in that motherfucker.
Sweaters and shit. Like, it was garbage.
Damn.
It was. And you know who told me to fucking quit? That
Alexander.
Shit? Steve Harvey. Alexander. Steve Harvey was like,
are you serious?
I was mad because we had done a show and my boy got drunk and I wrote all the sketches and he was getting drunk and forgetting the lines. And I go, man, we splitting $100, motherfucker. I'm like, and then Steve Harvey, I was in the hallway mad. And Steve was like, what's the matter, man? What's going on, man? You know, Steve Harvey. I was like, I said, man, my man, he's like getting drunk and fucking him from getting a lie. He's like, man, how much money you getting for that? He's like, I'm getting this much. He goes, you want to keep splitting that shit with him? Cut his ass. That's what exactly he said. You the talented motherfucker. Cut that motherfucker. Steve Harvey. Peace. But yeah, he told me he's the one that motivated me to like go solo. It's funny as hell, isn't that funny?
What kind of jokes you guys have? Was he black too?
He's a black dude, tall, like 6'5". He was funny too, man, but he just would get high forgetting the fucking
What kind of jokes you guys had?
some corny shit. We had like
put your sweater back on.
Yeah, put your sweater.
Wear the sweater.
I'm going to the library.
We had like impersonations. Like he would play like a hypnotist, and I'd be like impersonating people.
That shit is hilarious.
My shit was Cosby.
Damn.
Cosby was my go-to. I killed with it. He'd be like, "You see what's going on in the fight?" And then the people in the sea, I did all that. The rape shit. No, just kidding. But I did Cosby. I did Johnny Carson, motherfucker.
Because I
knew there's no black dude doing Johnny Carson. I'm going to fuck white people's heads up. I was like, I'm going to hear my Johnny Carson.
Yeah.
Wow, good stuff. I did not know that. Wow.
What the fuck did Alexander do?
Alexander,
nothing.
He didn't
bring
him
back.
He was a straight man getting 50 bucks.
He was just standing there.
Oh my god!
And so,
dude.
Yeah, man. And
so, wow, man, you got what worse than the Sklar brothers?
Oh, you, Randy and Jason are my dudes, man. I did their podcast, yo. You,
shout out
to Randy and Jason Sklar.
Oh, the other duo, bro, Curtis Arsenal and Bo
Arsenal P. and Mitchell.
Arsenal and Mitchell
on Def Comedy Jam.
Yeah.
And we auditioned.
That was Bo P, right?
No, I wasn't Bo P.
No?
He was by himself. Bo P was by himself.
Yeah, I thought Bo P and Curtis were a duo, too.
Do you know I auditioned for Def Jam in the duo we killed, and I auditioned as a solo, and I never got chosen?
Wow,
And
man.
I killed both times, and they never picked me. Because dude that was, you know, bringing in Bob Sumner says, oh, you're not ghetto enough. I go, I'm not from the ghetto, Bob, but I'm killing. What you talking about? I'm not from the ghetto, but I'm not from a rich family.
Right.
My parents are from Africa, which is worse than the ghetto here. I'm from real poor shit. I'm from African poor. I don't have money. Please, let me go down Def Jam. I'm asking you, please. One more time. I'm from real poverty. You know what time it is. So, but they never put me on Def Jam.
He sounded like that guy. That wanted me to help him get his money out of the kingdom.
What the fuck are you talking about?
That Nigerian wire scam, bro?
Oh, hell yeah. Oh, yeah, that's what we do.
Calling you up.
Listen.
Hey, bro, how many take my money out? Donate 5,000.
You know what we are? We're either doctors, engineers, lawyers, professional football, basketball, or we are credit card thieves. We go extreme. We're the best at what the fuck we do.
And now living
in
Mexico.
Soccer player. And, yes. But that, you know, here's the thing. I'm not black enough for black people. I'm not black enough for white people. I'm one of those dudes that's just.
You're black enough for some police brutality, though.
Police. Yes. Yes, but I do talk my way out of it. I'm pretty fucking good. But it's when they hear my voice, they go, oh, he's safe. Because I don't go like this. This is the problem. You don't, when the cops stop, you go, yo, man, what I do? They pop, 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 pop. They'll shoot you. But yeah, if you go like this, I'm sorry, officer. Was I aggressive?
Fucking anomaly.
Yeah, we're going to need you to get up. We move up, get off that
seat. I'm African American and I identify myself as that, not a problem. But I'm just a comedian. But I know, but I want people to know that I'm African American. I don't do that. I don't see color bullshit. I see color. I see it. I see that shit every
colors.
Fucking day. I see it. Deep chocolate. Love it. Chocolate. Caliente. Si.
Cappuccino.
Cappuccino. Si. Latte.
I was gonna say latte.
Chai latte. Diferente colores. Vanilla.
White latte,
vanilla, white chocolate. We got it all.
It's beautiful.
But it's de colores, de colores. My brother had to sing that shit in grade school. De colores.
My
brother used to know that shit, and he would sing it. De colores, de colores. Chupa mi pinga, de colores. Diferente pingas en mi boca.
Yeah, man.
Biscocho.
So what you been up to, man, the last 5 years?
The last part, I got a Showtime special.
But you also, the first time I ever saw you, I didn't know you were a comedian. Yeah. You were the 7-Up spokesman.
I was 7-Up guy, 2002, 2003. Yeah. That was Joffrey Holder, the Caribbean guy.
That was funny, but I was thinking, hey, he's the son of that guy, 7-Up.
And his name's Joffrey. Joffrey Holder, and I'm Godfrey.
He made millions, huh?
Listen, let me tell you something.
It's very, up.
Stop.
I used to love that him sitting,
you're
that,
the worst.
Sitting on that fucking chair, bro.
Yeah, he's like, the Uncola.
Oh, my God.
Can
dude.
You do that again? Ugh. Ugh. The worst. Listen. Here's what's funny about 7-Up products. When I got the gig, right? I was on a show called It Factor on Bravo. It was the first reality show, and they followed me around with a camera and all this other shit. And then I got the gig on the show. It wasn't planned. And then when I went to the corporate meetings, I noticed 7-Up is from Dallas. Like, it's like white, male. Hey, man, real appreciate you doing the thing.
Redneck champagne.
And Dr. Pepper. 7-Up. Dr. Pepper is a very... But everybody that represented it was black. It was like they have black spokespeople. It was weird.
Sprite, too. Huh?
Yeah, they had... Remember, Sugar Ray Leonard did Dr. Pepper back. Sugar Ray Leonard. They had Joffrey Holder, me. They had CeeLo. CeeLo Green did some...
Sprite.
And Orlando Jones. I was after Orlando Jones. I was after him. I did it for 2 years, which was great, man. It was great money, man. It was good. That was good to be part of American culture forever, man. That's cool, man. People still remember some of that shit.
You couldn't be seen drinking all the product.
Nope. I was at a golf tournament. It was Pepsi and 7-Up. I was with, like, Jerome Bettis from the Pittsburgh Steelers. It was all them. Johnny Unitas. It was all these cats. And there was a Pepsi cooler right next to me. And I was going to – I was thirsty. And the Pepsi the 7-Up representative was like, no, we're going to get you some 7-Up products. Don't touch that. And I looked at how much they pay me. I said, you're right. I shouldn't touch that shit. Get that shit away from me, God damn it. You know what I mean? So that was cool. But I knew it wasn't going to last forever, though.
How long were you the 7-Up spokesman for, a year?
I did 2 years. 2 years, it was good. And I didn't tell anybody that I did it. And then when it popped up, my phone rang off the hook like, we didn't know you was the 7-Up guy. I go, because it could go come and go, man. I separate that shit. If I do, I don't give a fuck if I'm in Star Wars. I'm still the same. I'm a regular-ass motherfucker. I don't change how I talk to people. I don't use gloss on my lips. There's some glossy Negroes out there. They're using gloss and fucking using Vaseline on their faces now. Slippery-ass Negroes.
Slippery-ass fools.
I call them Negros Mojados. Wet Negroes, man. Fuck them. They get shiny on me, man. I can't do it, dog. See, I'm still a little ashy, man, because I keep it real. I don't put too much oil on me.
Getting
Mojados Negros, baby. Mojados Negros. I don't like that. I don't like it. It makes me sick to my bolas. I don't like that. I don't like that. I don't like it. You got to stay humble, baby. You got to have humildad. Is that it?
Uh-huh. Humildad.
You got to have that shit. Because this is a long fucking road, bro.
It's long, man.
How long you been doing comedy?
20 years.
Give me that. Fuck yeah. 20. We soldiers in this bitch. We 20. I'm 20. 2020, baby. For real. It takes that long.
It takes a long time, man.
Man. This shit takes long, and they're giving people. And listen, I'm not knocking people who get stuff quickly. I don't. That's your business. But they're trying to equate, like, a lot of these Instagram stars and these, and not, and a shout out to King Batch, because King Batch is a good dude. He's trying to do comedy. He opens up for Joe Coy, and I'm glad he's trying to work the fucking art form. But a lot of these cats approach this shit with disrespect to the art form. They just go up there, I got 10 million followers, and they get on stage and think that transfers over to stand-up comedy. I go, comedy is, this is what Seinfeld told me. I've been fortunate to be around great people. Seinfeld, I remember he was talking to me. I was in my 9th year. He said, how long you been doing comedy? I said, I stuck my chest out. I said, 9 years.
9 years?
He goes, that's not, you're a 9-year-old in comedy. Remember that. That's your age in comedy. So we're 20-year-olds. We're not even 21. We can't even get in the club yet. You see what I'm saying? Cosby's 50-something years of rape, son. No, just kidding. My fault. I'm just kidding. My bad. What's the word for rape in Spanish?
Violado.
Oh, like violate?
Violar, yeah.
Violar. I thought it'd be like rapo.
This fool.
It's not rapo?
No.
No,
rapista.
Rapista. Nah. Rapista.
La violaron.
Violador.
No, but yeah.
Velador.
But he, you know.
For a candle.
He's like 50 years. Don Rickles was 60-something years in comedy. You understand? Peace out. Charlie Murphy passed away.
I know, huh?
Peace. R.I.P. Charlie Murphy, who's one of the nicest dudes. I'm not lying, dude. That dude was the nicest dude. He was the coolest motherfucker, man. You know, I got to do shows with him. I got to do his podcast, you know. And Charlie be like, yeah, man, you know, these motherfuckers and shit. these motherfuckers don't understand. You know what I'm saying? I'm Charlie Murphy. I don't play that shit. I used to imitate him. I'm going to start imitating him, you know, just as a memorial to him, man.
An homage.
What a homage, because that's my man. That was, I mean, just like Patrice O'Neal, Greg Giraldo, these were real dudes, man. You know what I'm saying? And to see them go, you're like, fuck, man. You know what I mean? Good dudes, real dudes. You know what I mean? So shout out to Charlie Murphy and his family. You know, that's Charlie Murphy. Eddie Murphy took his look. That's Eddie Murphy's older brother.
The cool look.
He made money off of Charlie. That was Charlie's face on Eddie, you know? And Eddie Murphy, nicest guy in the world. Met him twice. Great dude. Just, you know, shout out to them. So, you know, just throw that down there.
Is that T.K. Kirtland story and Eddie Murphy real?
Yeah, it's real.
What happened?
Didn't you just tell me, is it real? And you asked me what happened?
I want to hear from you because you talk about it, you know.
Well,
him
TK
better.
TK will tell you on in interviews. If I remember, you watched Breakfast Club.
He got me on two TV shows, by the way. TK.
TK, yo, TK, man.
Big producer, huh?
TK, I met.
He was big shots.
I met Vin Diesel in Vin Diesel's first movie called Strays. It was a low budget film. And TK said, yo, you got to come with me on this. And I got this little movie with Vin Diesel. And Vin Diesel was an unknown dude. And when I saw Vin Diesel, I said, I met him at this party. I said, you remember T.K. Kirkland, this dude brought me to your your movie, Strays. Vin went crazy. What the fuck? And T.K. brought me out to New York, man. Got me my first manager. T.K. Kirkland got me my first manager. Me and Mike Epps were roommates. We were sleeping on my manager's couch in the Upper West Side. We were both sleeping on separate couches in the Upper West Side of New York City.
What was T.C.?
T.C. was his boy, the little Mike Tyson looking motherfucker.
Noticing me, he's got a little inside joke.
TC looked like Mike Tyson. TC looked like he'll knock you the fuck out. TC's my, TC.
The little eyes, fool. The little eyes, dog.
He looks like Mike Tyson. He kind of, but a better looking Mike Tyson.
And a funny Mike Tyson, though.
Yeah. So TC, I've known TC forever. Me and Anthony Michael Hall. You know Anthony Michael Hall?
Yeah.
His father was my manager. TK hooked all that shit up. He hooked Mike Epps up. He hooked me up. He hooked JJ up. He hooked all of us up.
Really, dog?
What? They had Sandra Bullock, John Leguizamo at the time. What? TK was the catalyst to all that shit. But really? TK just couldn't, like, handle his own shit. He'd be getting in trouble left and right. But TK really, really put me up on the game. He put me up on a lot of shit. You know, TK has a podcast now, man. That's doing pretty fucking good. Yeah, it's doing... It's top. Yeah, I just did it. You guys got to do it, man. TK Kirkland, a lot of people have copied his style, and a lot of people have
copied
him.
He's one of the first dudes out there that's just using the word bitches on stage.
Yeah, yeah, he's like, a bitch like, is a beautiful, intellectual, tantalizing, something, something, something. That's why I call people a bitch. My name is T to the motherfucking K, and get your ass in the car. Who raised you? Who raised you? I hate bitch-ass motherfuckers that be fighting over a bitch that ain't theirs. Who raised you? He's that dope. He embodies that gangster ass shit, but he's a college grad. He was a track star in college. He's an educated guy. And he called me corny because I was the educated college kid. I go, but TK, you're fucking a college grad too. But he was a gangster motherfucker from Jersey, but he used to hang out with NWA. You can see him in some of the videos. Oh, Dr. Dre, all of them, TK hung out with them. That was his crew.
He's that deep,
man.
That shit?
Let me tell you, TK, when he would come to Chicago, that's how I met him. All the drug dealers, the biggest drug dealers in Chicago. That was his crew, and I performed on his show. So they looked out for me too. All of them dudes, yeah, man. TK, man, I don't give a fuck what anybody says. That's my big brother, man. That's real talk. That I mean, he brought me into New York City. I was going around doing all the fucking clubs because of TK Kirkland. Started me off. That's real talk. You know what I mean? And people don't associate TK and me at all because I'm an educated. My father was a teacher for 45 years on the west side of Chicago. My mother's a nurse. You understand? I'm a college grad. I got a degree in psychology. I was a pre-med major. But I have TK. You know who else took me under his wing? Bernie Mac. Bernie Mac took me under his wing at the Cotton Club. I hosted his room when he was on tour with Def Comedy Jam. TK, you know a guy named Evan Lionel?
I've heard of him.
Yeah. Evan Lionel is my big brother. Evan Lionel put me in the game in Chicago. George Wilborn, another cat, who's Damon.
I know George Wilborn.
George Wilborn is my other big brother who put me in the game. It was the first person to get me into All Jokes Aside. Damon Williams is his cousin. You understand? These are my cats, man. Bernie Mac used to give me advice at 3 in the morning with his wife at the Cotton Club with Evan. Bernie used to say, who gonna tear the motherfucking torch? Godfrey, tell me. You motherfuckers, let me tell you something. Let me tell you, motherfucker. He used to say, I like you, man, because you're versatile. You ain't trying to be like Bernie Mac. You motherfucker, see, you're comfortable with your shit. He used to tell me that shit. He said, stay with your shit, man. He says, here's the thing about being a headliner, he told me. He said, a lot of motherfuckers think that, he said, it's a conversation you're having with the audience. Nobody can kill, like, constantly. You understand? In all, you're funny. But no, in reality, nobody makes anybody laugh, like, constantly. You can, but there's a time where you can just talk to people. You don't have to be funny, and then you be funny. You know what I mean? It's like, once, he said, half the battle is being interesting. Once you get on, say, you know how some comics, you say, man, they're not that funny, but people love this motherfucker. Sometimes it's because they're
interesting. Story of my life.
Sometimes they're just interesting. So, you know, I got advice from Cosby. You know, I worked for the Cosby Show in 97. Remember the last one he had with Dougie Doug? I was the warm-up dude for Cosby in Queens, New York. And Mike Epps was my roommate in Queens, New York. Oh, yeah. Red Grant used to come to my house. You know who was sleeping on my floor one time?
Who?
Leslie Jones. I walked in. I said, "Oh, hey." She goes, "Oh, hi. My name's Leslie." I said, "Who is this tall ass chick in my fucking house?" Yeah, Leslie Jones slept on the. Yeah, half of them fuckers will forget, but I. Yeah, in my Mike Epps was my roommate for 2 years. Mike's my dude, man. Mike's still Mike. Oh man, I got like this whole. This is my first time being here. All things comedy. I've known Bill Burr for a long ass time when he had hair. When he had that red coif.
Who's that coif?
The red magic carpet.
Yeah, Bill Burr. Bill Burr said, you know what, Godfrey? Let me tell you something, man. He said, you know, there's going to be an injustice if you don't make it. I remember he told me that. He said, this is a bullshit ass business, man. These motherfuckers. You know how Bill is. That's my man, Bill Burr. We were Comedy Cellar guys, man, in New York City. Bill Burr, oh yeah, Patrice, all them cats. Nick DiPaolo, all the Boston dudes. Oh yeah. I've been around, son. You have too. You know people, Felipe. That's why you here right now. You know and you've earned your shit. I'm proud of you, man. That's why I said I'm doing that shit. I'm being for real. I don't have a problem, man to man. When I see a motherfucker that deserves what he gets, I go, Felipe, anytime they bring you up, I go, oh, you know what my favorite joke is? I give props to the real G's of fucking comedy. And you're one of them. Up, and you guys are one. I will give you the props.
You mentioned Mike Epps. We're touring with Mike Epps for the last 4 months.
Really?
Yeah, we're opening up for him.
Tell tour. Mike, I said, what the
Mike
fuck
Epps is
up?
Headlining. Bruce goes up before him.
And Bruce is my dude, too.
Arnaz J goes up
Arnaz is
that.
My dude, too.
And then some more hosts.
And some more is my homie.
And then Ricky Smiley.
And host. Ricky Smiley. I did Southern University with Ricky Smiley. 1995. I did Ricky Smiley. Ricky, you know, Ricky got shot a long time ago. He got shot and survived. Ricky is a Q dog. Omega Psi Phi. Yeah. Yeah, I did a Kappa, whatever, with Ricky Smiley. I've known Ricky forever. Some more. I did Michigan State with some more back in the 90s. What? Motherfucker, I did Northern Illinois with Cedric the Entertainer. What? I've known D.L. Hughley. D.L. Hughley has the greatest memory I've ever. That motherfucker will come up to you and say, you still working out, man? I'm like, oh, you remember that shit from Chicago. Mike Epps, tell Mike I said, what's up, man? That's my, hey, man. Mike, does he get moody still?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's Mike.
We're in a private jet together.
Does he get moody sometimes?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Mike will be like.
Leave him alone.
Yeah, leave him the fuck alone.
Yeah, and
and then sometimes he'd be like, what's up, motherfucker?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
He put a kangaroo on stage that time.
I saw that. That was hilarious. Where did he get the kangaroo?
Some guy from Exotic Zoos. He rents out kangaroos for birthday parties. And he brought him backstage.
Was some fun.
And then Detroit.
The people got mad, like the
PETA and all that shit.
Why did PETA get mad?
He had to donate money to kangaroo sanctuary.
Did he? Mike Epps?
Yeah, he ended up doing that shit.
Oh, wow, you guys fly private jets?
We were in Chicago. No, because we missed our flight, canceled. And the promoter decided to get us all a private jet.
Was it nice? So you guys are still with Mike Epps?
Yeah.
That's dope.
We got a couple of more dates left. It is funny, man. He did a show in Chicago. You know, it was packed Mike Epps, right?
Of course.
So I opened up the show, right?
He gave out a guest spot.
He gave a guest spot to a local comedian. And you're gonna know this guy. You're gonna die right now.
Oh, shit.
He did his set. Right. And while Bruce was on stage, he was selling his merch all over
the
audience.
What a fucking disrespectful bastard.
Kenny Howe.
Kenny! That's my dude.
Yeah.
He did a strong 20.
He did a strong 20.
Yo. Folks start bagging on the audience.
Yo, Kenny.
He was killing it,
dog. What was that? A personal sock?
He brought an outfit for a guest spot.
Kenny Howe can do whatever the fuck he wants.
Yeah.
Let me tell you
he
something
cool
about Kenny.
He was cool as hell.
He was a cool motherfucker.
Kenny Howe, when I tell you about a motherfucker, a beautiful dude, Kenny Howe will knock a motherfucker out for you. Kenny's another big brother of mine. Let me tell you about Kenny Howe.
Bro.
Kenny Howe, Chicago. Robert Taylor. I'm from Robert. Let me tell you something. I'm from Robert Taylor, Illinois. Let me tell you something about Kenny Howe. Kenny Howe is he's the last kid of 10 children. He's the baby of 10 kids. He used to be from the projects. Robert Taylor, Illinois was the hardest projects in Chicago. Some of his relatives, gangbang. Kenny Howe. Fucking Kenny. Fuck.
Is his project worse than the other one, the green ones?
Yeah, Cabrini. Oh, there's Cabrini. No, he was Robert Taylor, was worse than Cabrini Green. He used to say, I'm from Robert Taylor, Illinois, you know? And he was the first guy to do Def Jam out of Chicago. And Kenny goes, yo, Godfrey, man, what joke should I close with? I said, let me tell you what you should close with, Kenny. And this is at the Cotton Club, Bernie Mac's night. I go, you need to close with your cleanest joke. You're going to get a standing ovation. He goes, you for real? I said, that shit you do about your uncles dancing? Have you seen that?
No.
He does this thing about his uncles. Like, he had two uncles. They get drunk, and one uncle would be sitting down, and the other uncle would be like, oh, shit, you know what time it is, right? He goes, you know what time it is. Let's do it. And his one uncle would call out dances. And the one uncle would do the dance. He goes, all right, ready? Play the violin. Hypnotize him. Grab the pole. Get on the horn. Step on the roach. Get up off it. Step back up on it. Close the door. Kick out the door. Listen, you have to look that shit up on YouTube, his Def Jam set. At the end, he did it. And he got a standing ovation. He goes, Nick, you was fucking right, though. I said, that's the funniest shit. And Kenny Howe, let me tell you what me and Kenny Howe did. Me and Kenny, you know, I used to be around Kenny Howe. We used to work on the same shows. We did a prison together. Me, Kenny Howe, this guy named Dose Johnson. We did a prison. It was me, this other guy named Henry Spoon. My boy Dose used to be a gangbanger, but he's a comic. He goes, hey, Godfrey, check it out, man. You my dude. Yo, you want to do a prison? I said, fuck yeah, like Johnny Cash? Hell yeah. Johnny Cash did San Quentin and Folsom.
Yeah.
I said, that's dope. That's a fucking stripe on your... He goes, so we did Dixon State Penitentiary, women's maximum security, and men's. We had to separate the shows, you know? And me, Kenny Howe knew half the motherfuckers in the prison. It was the funniest shit ever. Kenny was like, hey, man, what's up, motherfucker? Too bad you can't leave. Anyway.
Yo.
Kenny Howe was shitting on everybody. And that was, you know who Larry Hoover is? Larry Hoover. Rick Ross talks about Larry Hoover. Larry Hoover is the head of the Disciples. He still runs it out of jail.
Damn.
He was at the show. He came up to us and said, man, y'all funny. I said, Larry Hoover. Larry Hoover was written up in the Rolling Stone as he's the king of the Disciples. He was at the fucking show. And Kenny Howe knew motherfuckers locked up. It was the funniest shit I've ever seen. But Kenny Howe's my dude, man. I love Kenny. Dude, these are my people, man. I'm telling you. Kenny Howe stayed with us in Queens for like 2 weeks. He made breakfast for us every day. Like we were his little brothers, me and Mike. I'm serious. Yeah. Kenny Howe. Yeah, I'm telling you, I have history. I have serious history with these cats, man. I have serious. Kenny Howell used to have chicken in his pocket. He would have chicken bones in his pocket and just be chewing on them. I go, what the fuck are you doing? I like chicken. I keep it in my pocket.
I like the cartilage part.
Dude, cartilage part, the gristle.
Strong 20.
I love a strong. He goes, strong. You kind of strong.
Yeah,
remember the going to the moon. No, he going to the sun. He said, yo, when he get high, he said, yo, that was one of my favorite jokes. He goes, yo, I think I can go to the sun, man. He goes, man, what the fuck you mean you going to go to the sun? Boom. Check it out. Boom. I'll go at night. I love that joke so much. That joke and the uncle's dancing. Kenny Howell, man. It's Kenny Howell, man.
God, dude. Didn't know that
Kenny
shit
about Kenny Howell?
Big funny, Kenny, huh? Dog.
Dude, we love Kenny.
Cool, huh? And, he was cool as fuck. He's all, give it up for Filippo Esparza.
Dude. That's funny. He brought
that energy, don't he?
He
sweats like a motherfucker. Did he bring his towel? Did he bring his towel?
Yeah. He had his own, like.
Socks, personal socks.
Hold on. He even made his own green room somewhere. And he fucking brought up a big ass fucking Chicago White Sox jersey.
You damn right.
With his name in the back.
Yeah, Howell.
K. Howell.
Damn K. right. K. Howell. Is he still living in like Wisconsin or something? Or
no, Chicago somewhere.
Is he back in Chicago? Oh, yeah. Good. Because he was living with some lady
somewhere.
He's always living with some chick somewhere. It's stupid. I'm glad he's back in Chicago. Kenny's my deck. Kenny is Chicago.
Yeah, he is.
Ooh, his style is Chicago. He hasn't changed it. Very. When you watch Kenny perform, that's a Chicago style.
Yeah.
I'm not even bullshitting you. Kenny is Chicago. And he got
your everyone,
back.
Huh?
Listen, everybody.
Listen,
dog.
He got your back. If you got a problem, there's a fist going in someone's face. That's Kenny Howell right there. He's like this. I got you, nigga. Bah.
Yeah, so he's the one who opens up the show.
Tell Kenny, if you see, man,
I'll see him again.
Watch. And let me get his number for me, because, man, Kenny, watch when you say Godfrey said what's up. Watch. Watch what I tell you. Watch. I'm telling you. These are my dudes, man. That's why I stay the way I stay, man. The dude, people I deal with. I don't deal with super, super, superstars like that. I deal with these kind of dudes. These are my guys that I go, hey! You understand where I'm coming from?
These are the guys
that fucking ground me, man. These are the guys I love to death. If I was a person that had juice, you know, because I'm a guy that won't put on a skirt and wear lipstick, so I'm not going to really make it that quick. So, sorry. So I keep my dignity. As a person of color, if you try to keep your dignity, they curse you for that. But if I have the power to get to a level, I'm dragging them all in. I'm telling you,
Kenny
Howell. I'll be like, who do you want?
Henry Welsh.
Get Kenny Howell, Henry Welsh.
That's another guy we know from Florida.
That's great.
You know him?
No.
Henry is a Florida comedian, right?
No, he's from Alabama, dude.
You know him well?
Yeah, he's Mike Epps' boy. Yeah,
but you know what I'm saying, though? If you guys probably know cats that can't get a break.
No, man, but they're hilarious.
And are hilarious and are cool. Seasoned. It's just like, whether you see Gabriel Iglesias' crew, he hooks his people up. You see different people hooking their people up. That's what the fuck you're supposed to do, man. I know me. If I get to a certain level where I can drag people in, but I would do that anyway. Even when I was on VH1, cats would be like, when I was doing a lot of talking head shit, I love the 80s, they would be like, hey, do you have any other friends? Man, I'd drag 30 motherfuckers. I'd be like, yeah, I got a bunch of motherfuckers. And then when it was their turn to do that, they wouldn't do it for you. Like, I don't ask for any shit,
Word. But
you're supposed to pay it forward. This business, you don't get in this business by yourself. They're lying if they think. Some of these motherfuckers think they made it on their own. No. They're lying, dog. Even Bill Cosby was helped. You know who helped him?
Who?
The motherfucker who produced the Dick Van Dyke Show, Sheldon Leonard. I know this kind of shit. He fought for Bill Cosby to be on I Spy because they didn't want no black people on ABC. They were like, please, no, I'm fighting for him. You need to put him on I Spy. Someone helped Cosby. I know Cosby looked like he did it by himself. No. Someone helped his ass out. You need help in this biz. Like doing a podcast.
A podcast, bro.
Being on your podcast helps me out. Helps you out. That's what the fuck you supposed to do, fool.
Dude, drop a mad knowledge.
You know,
hell yeah, man.
That's what I do. I told you I'm an intellectual. Kenny motherfucking Howell. Wow. Everybody.
T to the motherfucking Kirkland.
Everybody check out Kenny Howell.
I didn't know Ricky Smiley got shot.
I didn't give me a Kenny Howell.
Of course,
Howell
Ricky
shirt.
Smiley's doing great. I want you all to look out for all these cats, man. Look up Kenny Howell. Kenny Howell's of old school. He's been doing comedy like 30 fucking years, man. And Kenny Howell, everybody look out Kenny Howell. Let him become a cult following. That'd be great. Kenny Howell, cult follower. You know what I'm saying? That's my TK Kirkland. His podcast is doing great. Yours is doing great and shit. I think I should start a podcast, don't you think?
You should, man.
Oh, dude.
But you guys.
Dean Edwards has one, right? Yeah.
Dean Edwards, that's my dude. Dean's my dude, man.
Him and I, we did the Nokia together, right, Letha?
Novo. You and Dean Edwards?
Yeah, I was headlining the Novo Theater.
Wow.
And then he opened both shows.
And people come because of your podcast, too?
Yeah, they do, man.
That's so great.
They walk up to you and go, they'll ask you something that you didn't think you said on a podcast.
April. How long have you been doing the podcast?
3 years.
Wow.
We got like 20,000 listens now a week. Yeah.
That's enough to fill up a goddamn theater. Fuck what you heard.
Shit, we're like number 170 sometimes.
Out of 7 million.
Yeah.
I need to do a podcast.
You should, bro. Get a partner.
Do I need a partner?
Nah.
Because, I mean, it's hard. Every time I try to get with somebody, it's just.
They flake on you?
No, not flake, but schedules be fucking hard. And I just did Bert Kreischer's.
Yeah.
And Bert, let me tell you something.
I did his too.
Bert's my brother, man. I've known Bert 18 years, New York City. We both started around the same time in New York. Bert's my man for coming from Florida. I did his podcast last night. He has chickens in his house. He gave me some eggs.
That one gets a lot of listens, too. It might get, like, when I was on it.
He's growing.
It got, like, 200,000
downloads. Ooh-wee! And I just, we did a two-and-a-half-hour podcast yesterday, me and Bert. Dean Edwards?
Yeah. And Ian Edwards, too. He had the soccer one.
Ian?
What Ian had a soccer podcast. They talk about soccer a lot.
But I would have been on that. Another underrated.
Remember when he had the long hair?
What, of course. He's like, what the fuck is that, man? Fuck that bullshit.
Fucking shark attack.
Yeah, a shark is in your house. Fuck, I love Ian Edwards. I'm so happy for him. How do you get part of this network? I don't think they gave me, No, Bill said, Bill's like, I think I have to prove myself first. Did you guys have...
No.
Should I talk to Al? What?
Yeah, so we started it. And we just show up
here. Oh, you're lucky you're Latin.
And we have our own equipment,
I'm
too.
I'm black and we're all normal. Talk to Al instead?
There ain't that many black podcasts.
No, not at all.
Just TK and the black women, they do well.
Yeah, Phoebe, I did theirs. I did Two Dope Queens. I did their show live. Smash that bitch, too.
And also, a proper podcast is Joey Coco to some Coco.
Joey Coco Diaz, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm Cuban.
Papa.
That's right, cocksuckers. Remember the he's in the house.
So, fucking Mr. Godfrey.
So, I don't know if no one's accepting me.
No, you've been out of town. You've been out of the loop.
I've been out of town. I don't live here.
Yeah, but you can do your podcast from out of town and still have it here. Like Artie Shaffir, he's never here. But he's
with Joe Rogan, right?
No, he's with here.
He moved?
He's with All Things Comedy.
I did Skepta Tank. We did 2 hours about race. We were supposed to talk about tea. We love tea. We went into race. Because as soon as I said black tea, it started. I said black tea is the strongest tea, motherfucker. Fuck a white tea.
What's up, fool? Where can people find you? You have an Instagram?
Yo, you can find me right here, bitch. Right on the street where you get punched in your jaw. No. Okay, sorry. Listen, you can find me on... My Instagram, which is doing pretty good. Shout out to King Batch and @Rennie. All these Instagram stars I'm trying to do sketches with. You can see me at Comedian Godfrey, G-O-D-F-R-E-Y, Comedian Godfrey on Instagram. My Twitter is Godfrey Comedian. The reason why I reverse it because I fucked something up on some account, so I had to reverse it. So Comedian Godfrey, Instagram, Godfrey Comedian, Twitter. ComedianGodfrey.com is my website, and you check me out, my Showtime special, which is running, came out last year. It's called Regular Black on Showtime On Demand. So
are you working on a new one?
Yeah. You know, when you do your first one, it's my second one, but you still want to work on your newest one. But anytime you do an hour, you should be thinking about your next hour. You should the stuff you're doing on the road should be, hey, this is going to be my next hour. That's what Jim Brewer told me.
What's up, fool? Thank you very much for Godfrey being on here.
I know we mentioned him before.
His name popped up twice on his podcast when we had Corey Holcomb and when we had Byron Babylon on the show. He mentioned you guys.
I appreciate that.
He said some guy in Chicago saw you both you guys together one day. He called you guys the Nigerian princes.
Oh, damn right.
The Nigerian prince.
Oh, yes, I am a prince. That's right, you didn't know that, did you? Give me your credit card and I will prove it.
Next time, bring him some fufu, bro.
My fufu and some jollof rice. You know what time it is.
Hell yeah. I used to work with, bro, every Nigerian I ever worked for at a security guard, they were something huge in Nigeria.
You damn, all of them.
I was an accountant till the government took over.
And now I'm driving a cab. But let me tell you, I have 5 degrees. I was a surgeon. I was, and now I'm working security just for a temporary.
And now I drive Uber.
Yeah, right.
I was the first
and
king of
and I do computer sales.
Oh, my God. Dude.
Yo, yeah. Question. When is this showing? When is this
Friday? This Friday, it'll be out on 11 in the morning.
So can I say this?
Yes.
If you guys are in Denver, I'm at the Denver Improv next week, the 20th through the 25th, or 24th, next Thursday through Sunday, Denver Improv. You know what I'm saying? So it should be
check
all
him
good.
Out, people, at the Denver Improv.
Yeah, man. That's West Coast.
A lot of Denver fans out there. Check them out.
No doubt.
Get them up for some tickets.
And I guarantee you I'm going to smash you over the head with my shit. Stop watching these bitch-ass comics and watch the real ones.
Hell like, yeah, man.
Believe, hey, you know, no, watch the real shit. You know, don't wait for somebody to be on a TV show unless they're legitimate comics. Don't wait for somebody to be on a TV show to go support them. Support the ones that are not known either.
Do some Corey Holcomb, bro.
Give it up for the little pussy ass club.
He's like this. He's like, I just want to let you know that your relationship ain't gonna make it. Your little saw buck ass relationship.
Let me tell you something right now, man, ladies. You think your man acted like that all the time? Shit, I'm not the only one performing tonight.
Corey Holcomb.
Fuck. Yeah, man.
Hell yeah.